लिबरल पार्टी की सांसद सीलिया हैमंड ने मंगलवार को संसद में एक पिटीशन पेश की जो 11,000 से ज्यादा लोगों द्वारा साइन की गई है। इस पिटीशन में दरख्वास्त की गई है सरकार से कि माता पिता को भी इमीडिएट फैमिली मेंबर माना जाए, यानी ऑस्ट्रेलिया के नागरिक और स्थायी निवासियों के माता पिता को उनका इमीडिएट फैमिली मेंबर माना जाए, ताकि पेंडेमिक के दौरान जो रिस्ट्रिक्शंस लगी हुई हैं उनमें अपने माता पिता को लोग ऑस्ट्रेलिया बुला सकें। अभी नियम ये कहता है कि माता पिता आपके इमीडिएट फैमिली मेंबर नहीं है, आपके बच्चे और जीवन साथी को ही इमीडिएट फैमिली मेंबर माना जाएगा। माता पिता अपने बच्चों के पास यहाँ ऑस्ट्रेलिया नहीं आ सकते क्योंकि उन्हें ऑस्ट्रेलिया आने की इजाजत नहीं मिल रही है। पिटीशन में इस नियम को बदलने की बात की गई है। हमने बात की सीलिया हैमंड से समझने के लिए कि उन्होंने संसद से और खासकर केंद्र सरकार से क्या अपील की है। सीलिया, यू प्रेजेंटेड अ पिटीशन ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ ऑलमोस्ट 11,000 पिटीशनर्स टुडे, व्हाट वाज इट अबाउट?
Look, it was a petition that had been signed by over 11,000 people, and it's people who are Australian citizens or permanent residents who have their parents living overseas. And under the current COVID restrictions, the definition of immediate family for Australian citizens and permanent residents to bring people into Australia, immediate family does not include parents. And there are an enormous amount of people in Australia who have been born overseas, whose parents still live overseas, who are suffering enormous emotional and mental health stresses because of this. So the fact that 11,000 plus people signing a petition is a significant number of Australians, and there are a lot more that are affected. About 30% of Australians were born overseas. So there's a lot of people that are affected by this, and so this petition was calling on the government to change the definition of immediate family so as to include parents within that definition.
Mm-hmm. Do you think these people can hope something out of this petition, out of your efforts?
Look, I think that there's always hope, and I think that as we are moving into the next stage of managing our responses to COVID, both on an economic front and on a health front, that different measures and different things are being considered. You know, we've had COVID with us for over 6 months now, and everybody understands why we shut the borders. Everybody, I think most people, I should say, understand why we shut the borders, and it has been such a useful defence in keeping COVID out. We've just had our third day straight of no new cases in Australia. It has been fantastic. But 6 months down, we can be looking at different ways of perhaps managing quarantine, of managing the people coming back into Australia. And so, yes, I do think that there is hope.
Would you be taking this petition to some other ministers as well? For example, can it be taken to the Federal Department of Home Affairs?
Well, now that it's actually been presented in Parliament, it automatically gets sent up to the minister. So for me, presenting it as a petition in Parliament, it gets taken to the minister, and the minister is given a period of time in which to respond to it.
Okay.
So I had previously raised that I was presenting this petition on behalf of everybody who had signed it. So it is now, a copy of it is given to the minister. Well, it's really important that the impact that COVID has had on so many people's lives has been dramatic, but I also think that the mental health and well-being of all Australians must be at the forefront of our minds.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Vivek.